In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Attorney General Dana Nessel says, if asked, her office would handle the decision on charges against a Grand Rapids police officer accused of killing 26-year-old Patrick Leola.
From the standpoint of the public, I think it just looks terrible when you have a prosecutor who has some sort of direct contact and relationship with that police officer.
Kenton County Prosecutor Chris Becker says he will handle the case as he has other officer-involved shootings, but knows there is national scrutiny on the case. Nessel suggested that her office is better handled to decide on charges because they don't have a direct contact and relationship with local police departments. The officer remains unidentified. Broadband proposals for federal ARPA funds are starting to come into the Berrien County Board of Commissioners. Speaking Thursday, Commissioner Terry Freeling said two applications for broadband expansion projects have come into BCBIT, both of which seek to put up township dollars to be combined with the county's ARPA funding.
Bainbridge Township's project, that $750,000, is actually going to help them finish out their entire township. It's 15 miles of infrastructure that they're going to be installing into their township.
Freeling said the other application to come in from the county's broadband committee is from Orinoco Township. It's taken $700,000 of its ARPA funds, all the money it received, and put it up as a match to receive $700,000 more in ARPA funds to construct more than 27 miles of infrastructure for broadband deployment. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has approved the yearly equalization report, stating the value of real and personal property for the county. Berrien County Equalization Director Warren Parrish told commissioners on Thursday that his office studies the value of property throughout the county each year, and the news for this year is good.
The main number I want to draw your attention to is the change in taxable value, 4.54% increase from last year. That's a big increase.
Parrish said he earlier projected the increase would be more like 2.2%. The equalization report states there is a total of more than $10.4 billion of real property and more than $757 million of personal property in the cities and townships of Berrien County, making for a total of more than $11.23 billion in county equalized value. The increase could mean more tax revenue for the county. The weather will be heating up in the coming weeks, and so will the travel industry in Michigan. Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan, says with more people getting out after the 2 years of the pandemic, some of the more popular spots might be hard to get into.
If you want to explore new places, this is the year to do it, because those really popular places like Traverse City and Mackinac Island, they're going to be really busy. So consider places that maybe you've never thought of before on the interior of the state. Remember, we still have 11,000 lakes on the interior of the state. You don't simply and only or exclusively go to places that are on one of the four or the five Great Lakes.
He says if you're planning on booking a hotel or a campsite, you should do that now. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.